Talbot, who's also President Sirleaf's chief economic advisor, says Liberia is not a poor country. It has merely been poorly managed. He maintains that Liberia has turned the corner from chaos and conflict to peace and progress.
I believe that we're on the verge of a new day, a new age. I think the future is very bright, and I think anyone who's a part of this process is going to be rewarded, not only financially, but personally. I think it's a very exciting time. I love what I'm doing, and I think anyone who comes to Liberia right now will also be challenged and rewarded.
Liberia's Minister of Trade and Commerce, Olubanke King Akarele, admits the country's future is littered with grave challenges, but she's confident these will be overcome.
Liberians have a tremendous amount of human resources that left the country. The diaspora, they all will be coming back. We hope to encourage them coming back for investment, joining forces with the larger investment community. We want to see and we look forward to see a dynamic economy. Liberia is going to grow. We want our people to be part of that growth and seeing a new day.
Sirleaf says the key to Liberia's future is foreign direct investment. A member of Liberia's diaspora community in America, Adelaide Gardner, agrees. But she also has a message to investors seeking to profit from Liberia's reconstruction in the near future.
I will tell them that Liberia is a good place to invest over the long haul. This is not overnight riches unless you really want to go in there to be a crook and actually corrupt people. If you don't believe that coming to Liberia to invest your money and that's going to take time and you want to rush it off, don't come. We'd rather you not come. Because it's going to take everything that you have, your emotions, your money, everything. And I believe if you do that, you cannot fail.
Alexander Cummings, a Liberian himself, is the president of Coca-Cola Africa. He predicts rapid development in the country's future.
You know, I was in Rwanda in 2004, about 10 years after the genocide, and saw how in 10 years they were able to rebuild the country and saw optimism and infrastructure being built and developed. I think Liberia can do the same or even better and faster. But I think there's real basis for this optimism. I think the leadership by Mrs. Sirleaf and her government, I think the investment projects they're putting in place, all of this leads me to believe that the country will develop itself very, very quickly.
Gardner expects major transformations in her homeland in 5 to 10 years' time.
Booming. Liberia is going to be a new Liberia. Everything is going to be more corn. We're going to rebuild Liberia from the ground up. I see Liberia as a modern city in Africa where you can live comfortably and be happy to be there. I see Liberia as a place that my children and grandchildren would love to be. And I invite everybody to come and have a look and see Liberia for themselves. We have beautiful beaches. We have beautiful forests. It's a beautiful place.
Observers agree that in the end, one factor will determine the success or failure of all development plans: President Sirleaf's ability to establish institutions that will outlive her. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.